Our focus this month is on stewardship, and we often think of stewardship in terms of money and giving. These are outward signs of our stewardship, but a healthy life of stewardship goes deeper. It's rooted in faith. Today's scripture reading from 2 Corinthians invites us to reflect on a life of faith, and I want us to consider how this shapes what we do with all the gifts that God has blessed us with. So I invite you to turn now to 2 Corinthians. I will be reading from chapter 4. I'll start with verse 16 and then read through chapter 5, verse 10. Again, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 through chapter 5, verse 10. Let's now listen to these words from the Apostle Paul. So we do not lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure, because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, if indeed when we have taken it off, we will not be found naked. For while we are still in this tent, we groan under our burden, because we wish not to be unclothed, but to be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always confident, even though we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we do have confidence, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him. For all of us must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense for what has been done in the body, whether good or evil. This is the word of God for the people of God. You know, fall is planting season. I think this is a great time of year to put shrubs, trees, and grasses into the ground. I've tried to plant these things in the summertime, but the heat creates so much stress for these plants that they often wilt and shrivel up before they ever have a chance of growing. Fall really is a great time of year to do this kind of work. And it seems like every fall, I'm working in my yard, digging up plants from one flower bed and putting them in another spot in my yard. And I especially like digging up liriope, which tends to be one of the hardiest plants out there. And every year it grows back bigger and bigger, and it makes for a beautiful yard. But no matter what I dig up, I'm always amazed at the plethora of roots. In some plants, these roots stretch far and wide, some run deep, but there always seem to be lots and lots of roots in every plant. And I've learned that when you're relocating plants, you have to dig carefully to protect those roots. Otherwise, your plant will likely die. Now, we all know that roots are critical for survival. You can do a fantastic job protecting everything on the top side of the soil, but if you neglect the roots, your plant will suffer. When I think about stewardship and giving money to God, I find myself thinking more and more about what's underneath the surface. I think about the roots of our stewardship. Now, plants can't survive without strong roots, and neither can a healthy life of stewardship. Without strong roots, our giving and our generosity might waver. We might give only when we feel like it. But a life of stewardship goes deeper than feelings. Now, if we allow our feelings to dictate our stewardship, we will run into problems because inevitably we will face times when we don't feel like being generous. And I think that happens to all of us because life is tough. It can wear on us as we face obstacles, trials, and disappointments. And following Christ can frankly be tiring, and it can even be dangerous. The Apostle Paul is an example. Suffered shipwrecks, arrest, beatings, and imprisonment. And it's no wonder that he said in verse 16, our outer nature is wasting away. Like oceans that wear shells into sand, or a steady drip of water that carves deep caves inside of mountains, sometimes we can feel as if we're being worn down by life until it seems like we have no other option but to get angry, bitter, and live a stingy, ungenerous life. But Paul shows us a better example. He gives us another option. He says that while our outer lives may face wear and tear, spiritually, we can be safe and secure because God has built a house for us through Jesus Christ. His death and resurrection have created a new reality, a new creation, a new home for us. This home is not built by human hands, but by the love and power of God through Christ. And because this house is built by God, it's eternal and it cannot be destroyed. Storms can rage all around us. Our outer lives can feel worn down. And that happens in life. God doesn't promise that we will be spared hard times. But God gives us the love and presence of Christ to strengthen and protect us. As Paul says, even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. And then he adds at the beginning of chapter 5, for we know that if our earthly tent that we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Now, Paul had a bunch of different skills. And when he arrived in Corinth, he stayed with a married couple named Aquila and Priscilla. The book of Acts tells us that they worked together, and by trade, they were tent makers. You see, Paul earned his living in Corinth by making tents, and these tents were temporary, earthly shelters. Paul knew that people needed housing. Paul knew that people need housing because it protects us from the elements, it protects us from dangerous storms. And while we may face all kinds of storms in life, Paul tells us that we can live secure inside the house that God has built through Jesus Christ. We can find safety by being rooted in God's promise to hold on to us and to be with us. I remember reading a story in which a man talked about the house that he and his wife owned. When their last child graduated from high school and moved out of the house, they looked at their home and they saw all the wear and tear that came from raising children. There are all kinds of marks on the walls and dents and other such things. And so they finally decided that it was time to do a home renovation. They would replace all the furniture in the family room because the old furniture looked tired and worn out. They decided that they would renovate the kitchen. They would paint over the scratches and fingerprints on the walls. They would even build a sunroom, which would be a nice place to enjoy coffee first thing in the morning. After receiving several bids from contractors, they sat down and looked at the numbers. The total was more than they expected, but not more than they could afford. Now, doing this project would give them the house that they really wanted. Except the more they thought about it, the more they became uncomfortable with the idea. Now, they were faithful Christians. And the more they looked at the bottom line, the more they realized all the other things they could do with that money. So finally, they made a decision. They decided to give that money to a recent refugee so he could go to college. And they talked about this. They said, "We had always invested in ourselves, in our family, in our security, in our comfort. We decided to invest in the work of Christ and help someone else. And we consider it to be one of our better investments." Now, the invitation to invest in the house that God has built through Jesus Christ is an invitation that's open to all of us. But we have to decide whether or not we actually want to move into this house and lay down roots. Now, let's remember, this is not a house built with wood and nails. It's not a house that we can see in a physical sense. But we are invited to move into this house, which we can only do through faith. And making that kind of move can be a bit frightening. Some years back, I went camping with a group of friends, and one of the guys in our group wanted to take us rappelling. In fact, our camping site was selected because of a nearby cliff that stood about 100 feet tall. When we went over to this cliff, our friend confidently said, "Rappelling is easy. All you have to do is trust the rope." Now, the only problem was that in order to trust the rope, you had to stand on the very edge of the cliff, then turn around where your back was facing the ground and walk backwards over the edge. And it was only when you were over the edge that you discover that the rope would actually hold you. And then you could push off the rock and rappel all the way down to the bottom and land on solid ground. Of course, taking that first step off the back of the rock was the most difficult part. A lot of us really didn't want to take it. We'd walk up to the edge and look down 100 feet and get scared, especially for those folks who don't like heights. I remember walking to the edge of the cliff, and I made the mistake of focusing on the bottom. That's the worst thing you can do. It was a long way down, and that made me really nervous. My hands were getting sweaty. I had a lot of second thoughts about doing this. But then I tried to collect myself. I took several deep breaths. And then I took that first gingerly step over the edge. I decided to trust the rope. And it was to great relief that I didn't fall to my death. I did make it down to the bottom. Now, the only way to discover the house that God is making for us is to walk through the door by faith. The only way to discover that the presence of Christ will keep you safe is to root yourself in the Lord while the storms of life rage around you. That's when you discover that you're safe and secure. Faith is an essential root of stewardship. When we live by faith, when we trust that we are ultimately safe and secure in the house God is building, we find courage. We find the courage to live in Christ and do the work that we are called to do, no matter what the cost is. Now, think about the faith. Think about the role that faith plays in big decisions. And let's just say, this is an example, But let's just say that as a church, we're trying to decide whether or not to house homeless people for a couple weeks this winter. That would require a lot from us. We would need to provide hospitality, meals, and a safe place to sleep. This would also raise a lot of questions, some of which would stir up fear. Questions like, what if we fail? What if the neighborhood disapproves? What if we find that we can't get enough people to help? Making this kind of decision would also drive us to do research and collect all the facts that we can. And we would do this because we would want to feel confident and certain about making the right decision. But here's the problem. If we only do things that we're certain about, if we only do the things that we know won't fail, then we really aren't living by faith. Stepping out in faith means risking. It means doing what Christ is calling us to do, whether or not it's scary. So what is God calling you to do right now? What is God calling you to do with all the gifts, resources, and blessings in your life? How are you being called to step out in faith? And what kind of risk might be involved? I want all of us to consider how God is calling us to be faithful stewards of all that we have been given. And we're talking about stewardship this month as a reminder that the church needs money to pay bills and to carry out our ministry. The church needs our gifts of both money and time and skills so that we can do the work that God is calling our church to do. But let's remember one thing. Let's remember that stewardship is not rooted in money. It is rooted in our desire to walk by faith. And a life of stewardship takes root when we walk into the house that God is making and decide to make our home there. A life of stewardship begins when we decide to give thanks to God for loving us, for sending Christ to be our home. And once we make that commitment, our home in Christ gives us the confidence and the security to be generous givers in every way.